Hello, my name is Stacy Powells.
And I'm Jason Brown.
And this is This Crazy Life.
Isn't it?
It is totally a crazy life.
It's been a roller coaster so far.
Yeah, so this is our first episode of the show, This Crazy Life. And in a minute here, we are going to introduce Wills Kane, who works with Eastern Sierra Pride. But I wanted to say congratulations. I saw last night that your son, Ethan, who I cannot believe is as tall as he is.
I know.
And Emily, is that her name?
Yeah, Emily.
They cut the cake.
My soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
Yeah, they cut the cake.
Which I already consider my daughter. Yeah, they did. They cut the cake.
And it's pink.
It's pink. It's going to be a girl.
It's going to be a girl. Congratulations. Yeah. So you're going to have a grandson and a granddaughter.
Yeah, and you know, I think Ethan was hoping for a boy, and I told them, and this is a good segue into this episode, but I told them, don't worry, you just have to wait until he's eight, or she's eight, and
she can change. She can be a boy.
If
she's in the wrong body, she can be a boy. I mean,
that's right.
That happens.
So here we go.
Oh, Wills Kane. Congratulations for being our first guest here on This Crazy Life. And I want to talk a little bit about your organization, which is Eastern Sierra Pride. And I'm so happy that the Eastern Sierra finally has Eastern Sierra Pride. So let me talk a little bit about you first. So how long have you been in the Eastern Sierra? Where'd you come from? How long have you been married to your husband? And I also want to ask you what it was like when you came out with your family.
First, can we say, I love Will's hair.
I do love Will's hair.
I'm
jealous. So wait a minute. So when this, because you know I ditched the dye.
Right.
So this is like white under here. So when it all goes white, I want that color.
It rocks. And when he came in, I just said his whole entire outfit, I completely love it.
Because you're metrosexual.
Yes, absolutely.
That's okay.
I remember when I had that first back surgery and I ended up watching Rachel Ray, Every Day with Rachel Ray and all those shows. And it'd be funny because the kids would come in and say, can I have my gay dad now? Does this look good on me? And I'd be like, well, no, what you should probably go back and do is this and this, because that's all I watched was how to dress, what to eat, because I recovered for months, like 6 months.
I knew that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that about you. Yeah. I mean, I know you had to
back surgery. So that's where the whole metrosexual thing came from. But anyway, back to Will's. I love everything that you've got on.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was moving to Bishop. I came here directly from New York City. So it was like, how do I present myself in the Eastern Sierra?
That's a big change.
It was a big change.
How did you get from New York to Bishop? That's a huge jump.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to be here and your first guest. I'm very honored.
Absolutely. We're the one who are honored. We are honored. Yeah. We are honored.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice. So, yeah, the short story is that my husband, Christopher Platt, he was born in Bishop. So we met on the East Coast, and then there was a job opportunity. He works in the library world. Mm-hmm. He was working for New York Public Library. And on the job posting board, there was the position for Mono County Library Director. And he said, this might be like the one opportunity, one in a lifetime opportunity to get like a really good job in the Eastern Sierra. And we talked about it. And that was 4th of July. We were on vacation. And then we drove into Bishop in October.
And what year was this?
It was 2018, 4 years ago.
2018, wow. Four years ago. And you had either of you ever been here to the Eastern Sierra?
He was born here.
Oh, so that's right. You said that.
He was here and then left for college.
Okay.
And I was here for Christmas in 2019. I think I spent a day and a half here.
Okay. And what did you think of the Eastern Sierra when you first came here?
I was really in an urban mindset at that time. So I was... when we flew into Reno and then drove here. Mm-hmm. And so when we were driving down the grade and there's the outlook, we pulled over and we were just admiring the view. And Christopher said, oh, and that's Bishop. And I turned to him and said, you're from there. It's like this little pocket of civilization in the middle of nowhere.
So no, we're talking about the grade where you can look Mona Lake. Where you're right over Mona Lake, that grade?
No, the grade to the valley.
Oh,
yeah, right,
that
up here
grade.
As you're coming down.
Okay, yeah, got it.
From
all
Tom's
right.
Place.
You know the one that you can look over to the Sierras?
Right, and Mount Tom is right there. Okay, there's so many grades here.
I
just can't keep up with all the grades that we have here on the Eastern Sierra.
Yeah, it's a grade problem.
So that's
nice
funny.
Sorry.
It is a grade problem. So you settled here in the Eastern Sierra
yes.
and with your husband, and how was it getting into the society here? Because we didn't have an Eastern Sierra Pride for a very long time, and it was very much needed. I have a gay son, and he had a very difficult time here. We live in Mammoth, and it had a very difficult time growing up there. I'm not going to get into the details, but there wasn't a huge gay LGBTQ community at that time.
Yeah. And I've heard that from everybody who is in the LGBTQ plus community who grew up here, that it was really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So how did I find it? I was a little nervous when we were first looking for a house while we were on the East Coast. We were looking for a house to buy. And we would like find one and then kind of satellite zoom out to see where it was. And we were looking at a couple of houses like near Chalfont that weren't actually in Chalfont proper. And we satellite, we would zoom out and I'd just be like, there's like two neighbors, and if they're homophobic, we're like not in a good place.
No, not at all.
So we settled of living in Bishop just to really to have people around.
Right.
Okay.
And it was, I was apprehensive meeting people because their first question is, where are you from? How'd you get here? And so I was like, oh, well, my husband is from here.
Yeah.
And nobody ever reacted. It was, I never had any negative interactions with anybody. Everybody was super positive and supportive. So my experience has been great. And that was before Pride, obviously, before Eastern Sierra Pride. And now with that being here, it's just, it's like living in a different place almost. Mm-hmm. Just knowing the sense of community, knowing that the numbers of our community are just mind-blowing. I don't think anybody that's part of our organization realized how many people in the LGBTQ plus community live in the Eastern Sierra.
Well, yeah. Because they didn't say anything. There's the stigma, you know, and there's the fear, the big fear, because this area hasn't been known as a gay-friendly place.
Right.
And Eastern Sierra Pride is changing that, though.
Yes.
So tell me about how it formed. How did Eastern Sierra Pride come about? What was the conversation? Who was the conversation with?
Mm-hmm. So I wasn't actually part of the founding group. I joined, it was founded in October of 2021, mm-hmm. And I joined in March. So what I think is the correct story is that it was really a group of people who wanted to have community, who wanted to reach out to other, I'm gonna constantly say LGBTQ plus, but really what we try to say as an organization is LGBTQIA2SP plus. And I can dig into that if you would like me to.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you do that for our listeners and our viewers?
Sure.
Because they may not know. I mean, I don't know what I don't know the last half of that. Do you know what the last half of that
No,
means?
Blew my mind.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of letters there.
There's a lot of letters. So L is lesbian,
right.
Gay, bisexual, right. Transgender, LGBTQ, intersexual, asexual, two-spirit, and pansexual.
Two-spirit? What is it like a twin flame thing?
That is an indigenous belief that there are people that have both genders residing within them or identify as both genders at different times. Yeah.
Okay. I love that. Wow. Did you know that?
No.
I mean, there's
educational day.
Yeah. There's a huge Paiute Shoshone.
Yeah.
You know, the tribes here. And so I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Do you have are there a lot of humans from the Paiute Shoshone tribe in LGBTQ Eastern Sierra Pride?
We are trying to break out of our white bubble right
Good.
Now,
okay.
Which can be a challenge in the Eastern Sierra.
Right.
We have Jolie. I forget what tribe she is from, but she's actually sitting on our board. So she is. We're definitely trying to. Create relationships. Each of us individually are on the board, just trying to expand our circles and create relationships and see if we can just reach communities that we're not reaching right now because we're not connected, but also to try and get more diversity onto our board. So it's something we're actively trying to do.
Well, I've noticed around town you have meetups.
Yes.
I mean, I was, when I first saw that in Mammoth, it was like there was a flyer in Stellar Brew about a meetup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, finally. Finally here.
Yeah.
And so tell me about the meetups that you have.
So we started them really just, again, a sense of community for people to get to know each other. The first one we had was here in Bishop at the Mountain Rambler Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And it started at 6:00, and I think I got there maybe 6:15, 6:30, something like that, and walked up to Dina, who is our president. And I said, oh, which table is ours? And she said, this is all us. Everybody, it was packed.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was
chills.
Amazing. It was an amazing turnout. We had people, there was a couple that came, I think from Bridgeport,
Wow.
So people travel really, really far.
I'm getting body chills because I've lived here for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. decades. And this is so overdue. This is so yeah. overdue. And I'm just so grateful and so happy to hear that the community is embracing the Eastern Sierra Pride because yeah. it's like I said, it's about time. There are so many people here in this area who are from the LGBTQ community who didn't want to say anything. I mean, I grew up when I was here. I didn't grow up here, but I'd been coming here since the 60s. But in the 90s, there was a gay couple up in Mammoth. And Paul and Tony. And Tony was very involved. Did you remember Tony?
Mm-mm.
I can't remember his last name, but he was very involved. He was a town council member, but there wasn't a community up there for him. And they eventually moved, you know, down to Palm Springs, which is right. a huge gay community.
Right.
And so I think by having Eastern Sierra Pride out there and about, and the more publicity you can get, I think we're going to attract
hopefully
amazing people in this community because this needs to be a more diverse community.
Yeah, what the community needs to understand too is this is a part of our American freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And if we are negative in any way, then we're really encroaching upon other people's freedoms. I mean, that's what's yep. beautiful about America is you can be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whether it's religion, yeah. your preference of sex, it's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've always believed that people should not judge anybody based on who
That's
they
right.
love or who
yeah.
they are or who they want to be. I knew with Eric, my son, I knew at 18 months
right.
he was gay. I worked at Paramount Pictures at the time, and my older son would run to the yard and put sticks in his pants for guns and things like that, whereas Eric would run to the girl's little dress-up chest and put on the pink. I mean, I tried to find this picture I have of him in a pink dress wearing the things you get at the craft fairs, the little things, the sparkly
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was holding a Barbie and wearing his cowboy boots.
Right.
I mean, it's a great picture. And so I knew that he was going to be gay. And also, of course, he would say things to me like, oh, Mom, your makeup's not right. Or why are you wearing that?
And he's a makeup artist now.
He's now a makeup artist, very successful makeup artist. And he would take, when he was 10 or 11, his father and his brother were not as open to him being gay. And so he would have to sneak things. Like he would say, can you buy me that Barbie? Because I really want to redesign her clothes. And I remember, this makes me really sad. I remember a time we were all fishing at the East Walker River and Eric was carrying his Barbie doll and my other son was carrying, you know, like a fake, whatever, tomahawk or something. And I remember his older brother taking the Barbie doll and throwing it in the East Walker River.
Aww.
You know, and to this day, there's still that trauma that my younger son carries because his dad and his brother didn't fully accept who he was. Did you run into any of that growing up?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I grew up in Pennsylvania in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And yeah, it was a challenge. It's a quote that I've heard or read is that it's very brave to be who you are in a world who doesn't want you to be.
Yeah.
And it's so true. It's everybody who comes out, it takes so much courage to be who you are. But yeah, no, it was difficult. The best thing that happened to me was when I came out as a teenager, luckily I have a gay uncle and a lesbian aunt. So I had
some support.
I had support and I had role models. My uncle was living in Philadelphia and he connected me to a gay youth support group, which totally changed my life. It made me really comfortable to be who I am. I had an instant support group and a sense of community, like people my own age that we hung out all the time. It was just amazing. And I'm kind of like in a full circle point of my life right now, that being part of Eastern Sierra Pride and being able to build that sense of community here and give people the support that they need is kind of like giving back to the person I was 30 some years ago.
Hmm. Yeah. Are you reaching out to the school system, the middle schools and the high schools?
We are, yes.
Okay.
In both Inyo and Mona counties.
That is amazing. So how are you doing that? Are you going to be in classrooms and talking about tolerance and how people should just let people be who they are. And bullying is a huge, huge, huge problem for the LGBTQ community.
Well, it's for anybody in the middle school these days.
Oh, middle school is awful.
It's horrible.
Sorry. Oh my gosh. It's just, it can be really, I have a granddaughter. She's 13 in the middle school. And so, you have four kids.
Yeah, I actually think middle school is what destroyed any confidence that Hadley had.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh. People just need to be nice.
And let her down the path that she went down.
Yeah.
The dark path.
And you and Penny are such amazing parents.
And I mean, it was sad. I mean, she's straight. She didn't even have those issues. I couldn't imagine if she wasn't on top of the issues she was already having. Some kids just become a target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
true. It's sad. It's just really, really sad.
It's got to stop.
Because it destroys you for who you are. I mean, to imagine who she could have become had that not have happened in middle school. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be coming out gay in school today, in middle school.
Yeah, well, the big thing I can't imagine is when I was in middle school, there wasn't social media, right? So it's like I could like do what I did. And I can't imagine having just all of these different channels for people to attack you, essentially.
Yeah.
If you're a target.
Yeah, because it's easier to bully sitting behind a phone.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how does what kind of programming does Eastern Sierra Pride have to help just squash the bullying that can happen within that community?
Yeah. So we are still in the early stages of an organization as a nonprofit. So just take a step back for a moment. So we were created a year ago, and our instant big focus was to build sense of community and put on a Pride Festival.
Mm. Which you did.
Which we did.
Which I heard was hugely attended. I couldn't come down, but it was greatly attended, however you want to say it.
Yes. So that our first Pride Fest, the first Pride Festival of its kind ever in the Eastern Sierra, was at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what we expected, but it blew our expectations out of the water. I think we had about 900 people attend over the course of 2 days. We ran out of everything. We ran out of tickets to keep track of who had paid. And it was just insane in the best way. But we had drag performers the opening night. And then the next day we had musical performances. There was a drag Tupperware party. There was drag bingo.
Tupperware party. Yeah, tell me about
Tupperware party?
It is a drag queen who is throwing an old school Tupperware party.
Okay.
And actually selling Tupperware.
Wow.
They still
do
around?
That? I didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it is at that performance.
Yeah. I love it.
Did you, and these people came in from they outside, or these people that live here?
From, I'm not sure exactly where, I'm assuming like San Francisco and like the Bay Area. Our president is really connected in San Francisco. She lived there for a long time. So I think a lot of them came
out. Locals came out and supported as well.
Yeah.
Not a part of the LGBTQ plus
community. Absolutely.
It's the allies. Now the allies.
The allies.
Now I am going to say that I was not the best ally when my son came out. Mm-hmm. He was 13. I was having my own mental health issues at the time. And when he came out, I said, I know, it's fine. But what I didn't do was like what your uncle did, is find you a youth gay group. I should have done that. But
could you have here?
I was living, I moved
so
up here and I left, I moved to Santa Clarita for a few years and then I came back up here. That's okay. I was down there, but I was having such a really hard time personally with me. I was like, yeah, I know. It wasn't like that. He had sent me, he had written a big long letter, shoved it under my door. I read it. And he was crying in his room. He's like, I'm so sorry. I said, Eric, I said, I know you're gay. I said, it's no big deal. I said, because you knew and you didn't tell me. I said, well, you sort of have to figure it out on your own.
Right.
But the only thing I did say was, I say, hey, most everybody in the music department at Paramount is gay. Would you like to talk to anybody there? And he's like, why would I want to talk to a bunch of old men?
Exactly.
And that was it. And I didn't continue to find support for him, and I really should have done that. And we've talked about that, and he was right. He said, you didn't give me the support I needed back then. He had to figure it all himself. I didn't have the talk about AIDS to him. I didn't have the talk about what kind of bullying he was going to come up against. And I didn't surround him with the entire family and insist that they support him and let him kind of figure it out on his own. And I do regret that.
Well, you should give yourself a break. You should be kind to yourself, because it's that experience is you're dealing with what you think is best at the time, right? Mm-hmm. It's a learning process for everybody. So I think you should give yourself a big break.
not to plug the show, but it is This Crazy Life, and it were in the midst of something.
I was
at
in the middle.
At least you were there supporting. I mean,
yes.
That's huge. That was huge.
Yeah, he knew I was on his side. It's just that I could have done more. You know, as a parent, it's like hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have so much hindsight.
Yeah, me too.
I have jars filled with hindsight. So we only have about 4 minutes left. So what else can you tell us about Eastern Sierra Pride? What is next on the agenda?
Sure. So we had the Pride Festival. We also, for Inyo County, we went to the Board of Supervisors and with a proclamation partnered with Inyo County Health and Human Services Department, mm-hmm. To have the county declare June as Pride Month. And they did that first time. And so now we have those two huge wins under our belt. And we kind of spent a little bit of time figuring, what do we do next? We spent the spring and summer and even up to last weekend tabling at community events and just making people aware that we exist. And I have to say the amount of support that we hear all the time is just amazing. I think there was one person that said one negative thing throughout all of them.
And he or she is no longer living in the Eastern Sierra, right? Just saying.
Everybody can voice whatever they want to say. Yeah, so it was just the amount of positive feedback, whether it was people saying, it's time, you know, you guys are doing amazing stuff, or people just walking by and just like giving like a thumbs up and not even necessarily wanting to say anything. Mm-hmm. It's been super positive. So now we are trying to wrangle that enthusiasm and get people want to get involved. Mm-hmm. So we are spinning out committees now so people can actively start working with us. So we have just introduced an events committee that's going to kind of take over our meetups that we have in Bishop and Mammoth and turn them into whatever they need to evolve into. Mm-hmm. We're starting a book club that we're going to kick off in December.
Ooh, I know a book that would be great for this.
Yeah.
Nice. We'll take any recommendations.
Plug.
It's called Empty Cupboards and written by Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I do have a little chapter in there about what it was like when Eric came out.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to...
Invite me.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a great idea.
Okay. You can autograph the book.
Plug.
We are also, last night, just kicked off a committee for outdoor activities like hiking and snowshoeing or whatever we want to do up and down the Eastern Sierra. And then we're also going to kick off a committee for the Pride Festival 2023. And
excellent.
We are really hoping for that to be much larger than it was this year. So we're going to have, I'm assuming, a bunch of subcommittees to help us get everything done. And then we are going to have an environmental committee as well.
So, you know, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who love the Eastern Sierra. And so if you do outreach to San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, it may be bigger than you ever thought.
Yes. And that's exactly what we hope to do.
Okay.
There's gay hiking groups that come up from Southern California. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different groups to reach out to and be connected, if for nothing else, so they know what we're up to when they come to visit the Eastern Sierra.
That's just so amazing. And so, you could have a couple of gay children, grandchildren there, and you don't know yet. You don't know yet. I tell my brother, he has a little boy. I said, you know, he lives in Reno. I said, you just never know, you know, what their blueprint is and what they're here to do on this planet. So
yeah, you don't.
Yeah. Oof. And I think that's the most fun part about raising kids, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So where can people get a hold of Eastern Sierra Pride?
So our website is easternsierrapride.org.
Okay.
We're on social media with the same handle. You can come to one of our meetups. We're always
and
happy
where do
to
they,
meet new
where
people.
Where are they advertised, the meetups? On your website?
On our website.
Okay,
we promote them on social media as well. And hopefully start putting up flyers around town and see if we can get some volunteers to help us do that.
That's great.
Yeah. And one thing I do want to touch on really quickly I think you asked a question about was working with the youth. Mm. And what we're trying to do now is reaching out to the school systems for Bishop and Mammoth and getting connected. I don't know if they're both called Gay Straight Alliances, but there are groups in both schools. And we kind of like just want to reach out to them to say, we're here for you. If, you know, we can support whatever you want to do. We're very aware that they don't want to come out and hang out with middle-aged people. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is that they want to do, you know, if they need space to do it, if we can help them buy pizza, like whatever they need. But we really are aware that they need to drive it. And
awesome. Support. Well, thank you so much, Wills. Wills Kane with Eastern Sierra Pride. Thank you so much for being here with This Crazy Life. I am Stacey Powells.
I'm Jason Brown. And you are?
I'm Wills Kane. Thank you both.
And this is a crazy life.
It is.